Hey everyone, so I am excited to be back. I know it has been a good couple of episodes and weeks since my last post, but I'm so grateful that you all decided to tune in today and listen to this new episode. So let me just start by saying it has been a couple of interesting weeks going on in my life, from my job, from the things I'm trying to build and create. I'm on this journey of finding myself, learning to follow the Lord, listen to His voice. You know, as Christians, we are called to be disciples in this world, to preach the gospel, to spread the good news, to spread the word of God. And you know, God expects us, since we, you know, accepted Jesus Christ, God expects us to be obedient. You know, obedient to Him, obedient to His word. You know, and then as we grow in Christ, you know, we begin to become more attuned to His voice. We learn to know more about Him, you know, as we read and pray and, you know, talk to Him, we begin to learn more about Him. And that has been my journey, you know, that has been my walk for a while now. You know, I remember there was a time in my life where, you know, I went to church, I was raised up in the church. And, you know, I go to church with my family. We get up every Sunday morning, all ride together, wear our best Sunday clothes. You know, I had some makeup on, my high heels and everything. But, you know, it was so routine. And I knew that this was something, you know, that there's more to God. There's more to being, you know, a Jesus follower than just waking up every Sunday and going, you know, and going to church and then sitting through church by 5 hours, or then going to Bible study on Wednesday night. It became so routine. And, you know, I started going through a lot of different things, and, you know, God kind of arrested me. You know, the Holy Spirit kind of arrested me, and I went through a series of things that I don't understand, but I remember fully. But I know that God was with me the whole time, because He assured me, and He assures me now that, you know, He will never leave me, never fail me, and He is always here with me, no matter what I go through, no matter what I deal with. And, you know, as a real, true Christian follower, as I try to be, you know, our life is going to be patterned somewhat after Jesus. So it was never easy for Him, so it's never going to be easy for us. But we are better off because we are believers in Jesus Christ, and Jesus has overcame the world. And as Christian followers, we have also overcame the world. So yeah, I was just, you know, I remember just going to church, doing what I always do, just following up the family. You know, we'll go to church on Sunday, come home, then we complain about things that aren't right. And, you know, it just was a routine type of thing. The Lord kind of arrested me, and, you know, I began to submit to the Lord. And that's the biggest thing about being a Christian. You know, you really should submit to the Lord. You know, He requires us to give our life over to Him. And when you think about it, when we was living out in the world before we got saved, we was trying to handle our lives on our own. We was trying to do things in our own strength. And most of the time we fail. Most of the time we still struggle. Most of the time we still were lost and clueless and just didn't know how to really go about certain things. And even when we were unsaved, God was still there, you know. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been reflecting on today. And knowing that, you know, as I go through this journey, you know, God is always going to be beside me. He's always going to be right next to me. And no matter what I go through, even through the toughest things I feel like I will never go through or get through, He's always going to be there. And so one thing that kind of got me today was, like, you know, when you like I said, begin to follow the Lord and always try to be attuned to His voice and do what He's called you to do and, you know, do what He showed you to do, it's going to be moments in your life where you're going to have to separate yourself from people. And that could be the hardest thing you will ever have to do. You could be with friends, you know, that you didn't been friends with for 10, 20 years. But then, you know, you get saved, actually get saved, and the Lord begins to tell you that, you know, this person was never for you, you know, that you need to part ways. And that may be hard for you because you're like, man, I've been friends with this person for 10 years. But then God is trying to get you something, trying to take you somewhere. And He's telling you that you need to leave this person alone because they don't have your best interest at heart. And so, you know, it does not only go with friends, but it goes with family too, because some family in your life aren't for you. They can be just as toxic as friends, and you know, you don't want to think that way because, you know, they're your family. They're supposed to have your best interest at heart, but, you know, we're all flawed. We all have our issues. But we all have a life that we have to live as individuals. And then when we die, we all are held accountable for what we did. Not what our family did, not what our friends did, but what we ourselves did. And so when we go before the Lord, you can't say, well, my family, this is how I was raised, and I always listened to them. And no, you can't get to heaven and God asks you, what have you done with my gifts that I've given you? What have you done with the things I told you to do? And you can't blame nobody else but yourself, because God offers opportunities for us to do what we have to do. And He gives us the strength to persevere and to keep going. You know, He gives us the strength to fight the good fight. And He gives us faith to, you know, do what we have to do. And to, and He encourages us, you know, through His word. So, yeah, I thought about that today. And I was like, you know, even my family, even the friends I dealt with, you know, they weren't always for me. But I always tried to please them and always tried to be there for them the best way I can and make sure that everybody's happy. But, you know, sometimes it's just not going to be easy for you to do that, to please everybody. You, yourself, God, your family, your mama, your daddy, please everybody. It's super hard to do that. Because you're not really required to please everybody. You know, you are required to follow the word of God. You are required to follow God. Now, the Bible talks about, you know, in the Ten Commandments, when He says, honor your mother and father. And you can really still honor your parents, respect them. But sometimes, you know, I know some of y'all may be in bad situations where you like, you know, how am I supposed to honor my mother and my father when they weren't even there, when my mom was never there for me or my daddy was never there for me? But, you know, there still has to be a certain level of respect, because, you know, you got here through them. So, and God tells us we just have to honor them no matter what. And then, you know, I know some of them are not of the Lord or not in the Lord, and that makes it much harder. But, you know, to a certain extent, we have to find our hearts to still love them despite of how they treated us, despite what we went through, anything like that. You know, God gives us the strength, and He loves us enough, and He calls us to forgive no matter what happened to us. He calls us to forgive, because forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. And Jesus says, how can I forgive you if you have not even forgiven your brother or sister? He wants you to forgive everyone that has hurt you, you know, anyone that has let you down, you know, because it's healing for your soul. It's not for them, it's for you. So forgive your brother 70 times 7, no matter what it is. But, you know, the thing, my point is, sometimes you just really have to cut people off. No matter if they family or friends. Because nobody has to live this life. Nobody has to live your life but you. You're the only one that has to live it. And it's going to be different from theirs. You're not going to always be attached to everybody in your family, because they all got their own journey. We all have our own journey and stuff. And so we grow up, we mature. You know, God leads us on different paths. And God loves family. But then there comes, you know, sometimes God is calling us to do something different. Your ministry may be different from my ministry, and we're all going to work together. But sometimes that's going to require us to go on separate paths, and we're not going to always go in the same direction. You know, God may speak to you differently, may speak to me differently, but we are going to work together for the body of Christ. You know, we may not be together, but we all going to be working for the Lord. Whether I'm in China and you in Africa, you know, we and you my sister, but, you know, God called you to go here, but he called me to go here. So, you know, we all doing the work of the Lord, but at the same time, we're on different paths, so. So, yeah, but it can be hard sometimes when the Lord tells you you need to separate yourself from this person. You know, you want to please everybody. I know that's one of my biggest problems when, you know, I'm different. I'm different. You are different from people around you. And God may call you to do something totally different than what he's told somebody else. And you feel like, man, I'm doing this thing and I might be alone, but... You know, God gives us courage. He gives us strength. And he says, do not fear. You know, he tells us not to fear, not to worry, not to stress. Because, you know, he has everything in the palm of his hands. He knows everything. He is the beginning and he is the end. And he knows everything in between. And that's one thing that, you know, stays at the forefront of my mind. You know, God is the beginning and he is the end. He knew everything about you before you were even born. He had everything written out before you were even born. And so basically we just have to walk this thing out. And anytime we come through these little stumbling blocks or these points in our life where we don't know, we got somebody who already knows, and that's the Father. And all you have to do is talk to him. You know, in the moments of your life when you get scared and nervous, you know, the best thing to do is to talk to him. You know, I beat myself up a lot and I overthink and I'm like, man, am I making the right decision? But one thing in his word he also says is that he guides the footsteps of his children. You know, he guides our footsteps. Even when we make mistakes, God is always faithful. And even when we make, like I said, we make mistakes and we do things wrong, God is always there to catch us and to put us back on the right path. Because he knows we are flawed. He knows we are flesh. And he knows that we won't get it right all the time. But as a loving Father, he's going to help us and guide us. And, you know, he gave us the Holy Spirit to teach and guide us too. So we're not going to always get it right. And that's something I'm still learning, you know, this journey. As a Christian woman, you know, finding myself and my purpose and living out this world is that, you know, I make mistakes. And every decision I make is not always going to be right. And, you know, I can't beat myself up all the time when I make the wrong decision. Because there, if I did that, you know, it's just, life would be kind of depressing. If I beat myself up about all kind of things and everything, you know, just so hard on myself. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not 100%, you know, there yet. I haven't reached any kind of point in my life where it's like, okay, I've arrived. But, you know, I have this Father who loves me, who cares for me, and desires for me to have a hope in the future, like he said in his word. You know, he has a hope in the future planned for us. And he will never leave us, and he will never forsake us. And so, yeah. And that's one thing I'm trying to learn, that, you know, I can't be friends with everybody. I can't trust everybody. I can't surround myself with everybody because everybody is not for me, you know. And that goes for anybody that's listening. Everybody is not for you. No matter how I look on the positive side all the time. And I try to see the good in everybody. No matter the people I know that talked about me, the people I know that did me wrong, you know, I still try to look at the positive side. And I believe, I 100% believe that you reap what you sow. If you treat people wrong, you know, basically that's going to come back to you. You know, you sowing bad seeds, and so that stuff is going to come back to you. So that's why I like, you know what? You're supposed to have the love of Jesus Christ. You're supposed to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. You know, people should still see Jesus in you no matter what you go through, no matter what you deal with, no matter how people treat you. They could be spitting on you, kicking you, or whatever, but you still are required to show the love of Jesus Christ because you are the example in this world that he has. He is using you as a vessel, and you are supposed to be that living testimony. You are supposed to be that living example for people to see, because if you act like the world act, then you're not showing them any different. Why should they serve Jesus Christ if you act like them? You know, you ain't no different from them. They should see something different in you if you call yourself a Jesus follower. That's just what I got to say about that. But yeah, my main point is just be careful who you surround yourself with. You know, be mindful of your circle. Think about the people that, you know, even your family and your friends that you've been connected to and close to for years and years. But God is saying that, you know, you need to remove yourself from that situation because they could mean you no harm. And, you know, eventually time is going to run out. God could have been warning you all this time, but you still hanging out with that same person. That person could have you dead the next day. You know, he gives us so many warnings, but when are you actually going to take heed to him? So, yeah, and then when he tells you, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt because, you know, you're so used to being tied to these people. And, you know, me, I want everybody to be happy. I wish everything was just okay. Nobody cried. Everybody was wonderful. Everybody has a good day. You know, that's just how I think and what I believe in. You know, I want people to live a joyous life. I wish there was no pain, no suffering. You know, I wish that people didn't feel depressed or, you know, lonely or suicidal, anything. I just always wish, you know, favor and prosperity over people and that they are blessed. But, you know, the world, God says in his word that, you know, there's going to be trials and tribulations in this world. You know, sin, because sin is entering this world, there's going to be a lot of havoc in this world, you know. And then we have the enemy, let's not forget about him, who don't want you to be happy. You know, he wants you to suffer. He wants you to be tormented. You know, all these different things that's going to happen and is happening. And, you know, that's something we can't control because it's going to happen. You know, until the day that Jesus comes, that's when it's all going to stop. But until then, we're going to have to deal with some things. But some things you can control by, you know, like the people you hang around, the people you trust, and, you know, the people that you just call yourself, you know, call friends or family. So, yeah, I just want to encourage y'all to, you know, continue to seek the Lord, ask for guidance, continue to, you know, speak to the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord to just guide you and teach you in the way that you should go, and that you don't, you know, carry all these burdens thinking that you have to be so perfect or thinking that you have to, you know, live this life pleasing people. And, you know, you could miss out on some of the greatest blessings because you were so afraid of stepping out of your comfort zone, so afraid of wondering what people are going to say about you, you know, especially if it's something God has called you to do. You don't do it because of what other people are going to think, you know. And I'm guilty of it too, y'all, that sometimes that's how I feel. I hold back on certain things or don't say certain things because of what people may say. But you know what? God has provided different outlets for me to say what I got to say what he has put in my heart and in my spirit. And, you know, I believe that people, you know, will be inspired by it or get some kind of something from it. That's my prayer, that you get something from it. And I pray that the Lord, you know, heals you and that you just receive some type of blessing from it. Because I want people to be happy and I want people to be set free. And I want people to just love the Lord and have a good relationship with Him, because it is the best thing for you. He is the best thing for you. He is the best medicine. And I know it's kind of cliche, but taste and see that He is good. Taste and see that He is good. Because when you know, going through so much in one day, and then you just stop, take a minute, take a deep breath, give it all to Him. However you do it, whether you talk it out, you write it out, you dance it out, you cry it out, whatever it is, you know, He hears you and He senses your concern. You know, He knows your pain. He knows what you're dealing with before you even deal with it. But, you know, it's just something special about having that relationship with Him, knowing that, you know, everything's going to be okay. No matter what you go through, know that He is on your side and that this is something that's already been written. Remember that this is, your life has already been written out. You just got to walk it out. It's been written out. You just have to walk it out. That's it. So nothing surprises Him. Even when I used to think that, I said, Lord, did you know about this? Did you know this was going to happen to me? Did you know that I was going to be about to lose my mind and not know where I was going? If I was coming or going, did you know this? And I'm like, you couldn't have, because I wouldn't have went through this. If you knew, you would have prevented it. You know, that's just how I am when I talk to the Lord. But, you know, He knows. And He assures that in my spirit that He knows everything about me. He knows everything that's going on with me, and I just have to believe and trust in Him and have faith in His plan that He is working everything out for my good. It may not be good right away. You know, there's going to be a little, some little stepping stones, some little debris in the way before I actually get to that aha moment, or that, you know, time in my life when I'm like, oh man, finally things are happening. But you know, I just stay encouraged and just trust in His plan and know that, okay, God, You do know about this. You do know about what's happening to me. You know what's going on with me, and You know what's going to happen to me. So I just got to trust in You, lean more onto You and Your understanding than my own, and believe that everything's going to work out. And yeah. That's just what I got to say today, you guys. I just, like I said, I just want you all to stay encouraged, be hopeful, be prayerful. You know, God is on your side. He doesn't leave you. He never forsakes you. He loves you, and He's just, you know, He cares for you. He does all those, but you know, if you're a child of His, He's going to discipline you as well. You know, He's going to allow certain things to happen in your life because He wants you to grow. He wants you to become more like Jesus. You know, He wants you to lack nothing at the end of your life. You will lack nothing at the end of your life, you know. And then when you go through certain things, you're going to wonder why. But then when you come out, you'll be like, okay, I see why. I see why, Lord, I needed that. I realized that I was not strong before, but now I am stronger now. I realized that I was not like this before, but I am now. You know, you begin to find yourself. You begin to find your purpose. You begin to see your true identity. And you'll realize that, okay, I am something special. I am called. You know, God has created me with a purpose. He did not make a mistake on me. None of that. You know, you begin to figure out who you really are. And, you know, you begin to shine brighter than ever when you know your identity. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can, you know, discourage you, because you know who you are. And the enemy's going to tempt you. But then you're going to have to brush that thing off. And then you have to keep on walking. Keep walking in your confidence. Keep walking in your security. Keep walking in favor and prosperity. So, yeah. It's just so much. So much in this world that I think about, that I deal with on a daily basis. But, you know, I'm always learning a lesson. Every day, I'm always learning something. learning more about myself, learning more about the Lord, and growing in Christ. And that's what I want to do. I want to grow in Christ, and I want to, you know, be more like Christ daily. I want to grow as the woman He's called me to be the woman He's called me to be, you know, not lacking nothing one day. You know, I'm working on my salvation just like you are. You know, salvation is a process. When we get saved, we ain't gonna have it all together. We're gonna have to walk this thing out, and gradually we get to a place where we're supposed to get to. You're not gonna automatically know and automatically be, you know, have it all together. But you work it out. You walk with Him daily, and daily He's going to show you, no, you don't need to do this. Yes, you can do that. This is okay, you know. You know, He lets you be you, but, you know, you want to walk in His word, walk in His light, and let Him guide you and show you in the way that you should go. He will never fail. You will never fail when you walk in His spirit. So, yeah, you all be encouraged. I continue to pray for you all. I continue to, you know, ask God to bless you all, have favor. You know, I pray for prosperity over your lives. I pray that, you know, that y'all find yourselves and know why God has called you, why God has created you. And I pray that, you know, whatever you go through, that you will realize that it is not the end. You know, we all have our storms, we all have our issues, we all have our problems, our addictions, you know, sin that we have dealt with. You know, we all have our weaknesses, but God still saw fit, you know, to create you and to keep you for a reason. He wakes you up every day for a reason, hoping that you would either accept Him or give you the strength to carry out His word if you are saved, you know. And gives you the strength and the power to do what you were called to do what He has purposed you to do. So, yeah. If you have any comments or questions, y'all can always email me at contact@rgscollections.com. I will continue to upload as frequently as possible as the Lord leads. And, yeah. I just pray you all stay encouraged. I love you all so much. Yeah. You all have a wonderful day, night, or evening. And until next time.